Welcome to Sell Smarter, Sell Faster, a podcast dedicated to helping sales organizations grow. Each week, we discuss proven sales enablement strategies and real-life examples with experts and thought leaders from across industries. I'm your host, Danny Buckley, Vice President and General Manager at Lead G2, a sales performance agency. Welcome to episode 18 of the Sell Smarter, Sell Faster podcast. I'm your host, Danny Buckley, and joined as always with Shay Smith, our producer. Hi, Shay.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good. I am excited about this topic and to be talking to someone who's another HubSpot partner in that same ecosystem. So really always excited to learn from others in the same space. So I'm really, really looking forward to jumping in. As always, here's a quick refresher of who we are. So we are Lead G2 by the Center for Sales Strategy. We're a sales performance agency that specializes in helping businesses sell smarter and faster using inbound marketing and sales enablement strategies. And the Sell Smarter, Sell Faster podcast is a weekly podcast that's focused on sales growth. You can expect fresh insights, strategies, real-world examples, trends, all of that aimed at helping business leaders like all of you listening, taking your sales enablement to the next level. That's the name of the game here. So Shay is going to do a little update on where you can find us and then we'll jump in.
Yeah. So Sell Smarter, Sell Faster is available on all major podcast platforms and YouTube. So make sure you are subscribed for all of our upcoming episodes. We've got a great lineup for the rest of the season. And if you ever have any questions or want to connect with us, you can find us at our website, sellsmartersellfaster.com. And of course, on social media, Danny and I are both very active talking marketing and sales and all the things. And our info is in the show notes of this episode. So Danny, why don't you tell us a little bit about today's topic? And then I'll bring the guest in.
Yeah, really. So revenue operations, RevOps, it's a term that a lot of us are hearing more and more these days. My thinking on it is this something that a lot of us have been doing, but now we have a way to kind of unify it and define it and make it a bit more strategic and kind of thoughtful within an organization. And so that's what Natalie is going to be able to speak to today. And I'm just excited to dig in a little deeper on this topic and bring that to all of you. So without further ado, Shay, if you want to intro Natalie, and then we'll bring her in.
Yeah. So our guest today is the founder and CEO of RevOps Automated, an organization that builds smart solutions for directors, sales leaders, and CMOs who want to improve operational efficiency across marketing, sales, and customer service. She is also the author of the annual revenue operations report. So with that, I'm going to bring her in to hear more from her and y'all have a great conversation.
Thanks, Shay. Welcome, Natalie.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so happy to have you here. And like I mentioned before, you're also a HubSpot partner, just like at Lead G2. And I just personally love connecting with others. We're all technically competitors, but I feel like we're all, there's enough to go around and we have so much to learn from each other. So it's really nice to have you here today.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love being part of the HubSpot ecosystem and being a partner. And we all have such different expertise. I mean, HubSpot is just such a fast-growing tool. It turned from a, CRM marketing kind of tool into this like big ecosystem of platform, which is both CRM, marketing, sales, customer success, now operations, the CMS and all the integrations. And, people need different types of partners for different things. So I think this is why it's allowed so many of us to work together.
Yeah, I agree. How long have you been a partner?
So I first started using HubSpot back in 2015. I actually started using it when I was an operations manager for a private healthcare company. And from then, I've been using it and implementing it in-house for other organizations. And actually last year, we became a full-blown partner and we moved to gold very, very quickly within the first 3 months of working with HubSpot. So it's been an amazing journey and I'm looking forward to the future.
I love that. Congrats on being gold and it's really valuable. I see to have that, you kind of have that dual experience of having done it in-house and now getting to help do it for your clients. So that's great. So let's jump in. We're here to talk about revenue operations. So just because it is kind of a buzzword, I guess you would say right now, I'd love to kind of hear your definition. What exactly is revenue operations in the way that you define it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Danny, because there are so many different types of revenue operations sort of terminology that's thrown around. Now, to me, revenue operations is all about aligning systems and the data, the processes, and the people together across the whole entire customer experience. So traditionally, this is thought of as marketing, sales, and customer success, but I want to expand that out. It's about aligning the data, processes, and people across marketing, sales, success, product, finance, legal, all of your teams, really. It's all about bringing that data together in one place so you can really enhance or you can really make use of that data so you can make better business decisions. And that's ultimately how we help organizations grow.
Yeah, love that. You know, we in our field, we talk a lot about sales and marketing alignment. And then, you know, it's like, but when everything's actually aligned and you are sharing data, I mean, that really is where the magic happens. And inefficiencies can be there. So, you know, you touched on briefly some of the benefits, but what are kind of the overarching benefits that you see when a company really has like this rev ops approach versus kind of keeping everything more siloed?
I mean, there are some really interesting stats out there. I mean, the Boston Consulting Group did a really great piece of research in which they found that organizations that had revenue operations components to it actually outperformed on the stock market to those that didn't by 71%. So like there is some really interesting stats out there. Forrester's done some great research, which also sort of supports this, finding that sales teams are closing faster and more deals. The whole entire marketing to sales process is just more efficient and more effective. And then also customer satisfaction scores are increasing because at the end of the day, if you have your marketing, sales, customer success, product team, finance, everybody aligned, understanding the customer and having the data about the customer flow through that whole experience, you're just automatically going to be able to help the customer have a better experience.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we're, you know, there's a lot here and I think there's people who are probably nodding their heads listening at home and this makes sense. Of course we should be sharing that data and information. Yeah. So let's take it one step further. Can you share maybe a couple examples of what this could specifically look like inside of an organization? Like what can you do to kind of start thinking and working this way?
Yeah. Great question. I think there are two ways you can look at it. I mean, it's so different for different types of companies. I first of all want to say that, like, if you are a startup company, you're going to need to implement revenue operations in a very different way to like a large corporate organization who's turning over like 20 million a year. And we see both. So for the startups or the startup founders listening, the best way that you can start with revenue operations is to think about having that person that sits above marketing, sales, customer success, sort of overseeing how the systems are working between the two of them, between the three of them, and how the data systems are integrated and how the data insights from all three are used to report on performance, not siloing data and reporting on each individually, but trying to bring all that data together and reporting on revenue across attribution to marketing, sales, and success. So maybe bringing in that CRO is a good first step. For the larger organizations, maybe for those of you that are VPs of marketing, VPs of sales or customer success already, the next step is to look at who is actually managing your systems and your data insights. Because from my experience, it tends to be everybody is doing a little bit of HubSpot and nobody is sort of taking charge of the systems and the integrations and the cleanliness of data. And a lot of the time, the biggest report we get from our clients is the data just doesn't make any sense. The reports, they're not attributing correctly. And a lot of the time, it's simply because there is nobody taking ownership of managing the systems, the processes, the data and how that actually functions between all of the departments. So those would be my tips for people getting started. Kind of understand where you are in your journey and decide if you need to bring in a leader to start implementing the change or if you actually need to bring in people on the ground to manage your systems, data and processes.
Got it. That's really helpful. I think that's a good place for everybody can start. So let's say they start. They're starting to make this shift. They're starting to examine the things you mentioned, looking at that. What data do we have? Where is it housed? Who's managing it? What are some of the common challenges that they might face when kind of doing this, and any kind of tips to work around those things?
Yeah. So I think the first thing that we really come across is stakeholder buy-in. Mm-hmm. The challenge of getting the teams that have traditionally not worked together to suddenly work together. And, you know, marketing are used to having their goals. Sales are used to having their goals. Success are used to having their goals. And product are, you know, often far away out of the picture. So how do we bring those people together to even decide on, like, what is our one metric? What is our key North Star that we want to go towards? And so what we tend to do when we engage with our clients is we try and run some facilitated workshops where we actually bring a representative from every team together. Mm. So we can start mapping out, you know, the customer journey, what should that look like versus what it looks like, the processes that currently exist versus what we wish that they had, and kind of the goals across the organization. Because what this does is, one, and it kind of allows each other to understand what each other do, you know, so to put different departments have more empathy. So sales understand what marketing are doing and what success doing and vice versa. And then it also helps get some great ideas from other departments. For example, you know, in marketing, something that I find a lot is marketing are using this word persona, whereas sales are using this word ICP, ideal customer profile, and they're not really married up properly. So, you know, just getting them to talk to each other often brings about new ideas to increase revenue across the organization. So that will be one challenge. Another challenge is data integrity. Like, how do we actually keep clean data? And this is something that I have come across in lots of HubSpot implementations and optimizations, is the fact that too many people have the permission to create too many things.
Yep.
Now, while it might seem like a great idea for anybody to be able to edit your properties or run a report or just add an integration to a new app, it's remarkable how quickly this can dirty your data, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's usually the integrations that haven't really been thought about properly. And all of a sudden you've got reams and reams of information. Sometimes it can be scary. Sometimes it can be non-GDPR compliant, you know, especially if you're dealing with Europe, data that's just flowing into your CRM and marketing don't realize it's not GDPR compliant. So yeah, that's another big challenge as well, in getting people over that hurdle of like, why can't I edit this? And trying to educate them on, you know, they don't need to have permissions to edit everything. Like, let's focus on what they know best.
Yeah. And let's funnel that through one person or department so we can be sure. Cause I think you're right. Like, a lot of the times folks just don't realize the ripple effect that something can have and an integration can have or an updated property. They think it's so innocent and it can completely change, you know, how we're tracking marketing, you know, list segmentation, when, you know, a customer service rep thought it was just going to be for tracking something with live chat. I know we see that a lot. So I love that you pointed that out. I'm also thinking about what you just mentioned with kind of a shared goal. And I love the idea you said, kind of like getting all these people in the same room, which is amazing how often that's not happening, right?
Yeah.
And so the shared goal is the revenue numbers, but to actually sit there, and I love how you said it, like kind of breaking down each department's role in that and really understanding this is how, you know, customer service contributes to revenue. You know, we have to have this certain retention and this has to be happening, and this is how marketing and sales. So yeah, I just really appreciate that you kind of spoke to that. And it seems like really just understanding each other and shared language is such a good first step. Mm-hmm. Great. So what are some initial steps that someone can take that maybe this is really for, and they've never had those folks in the same room. They don't have a shared language. They're like, this sounds great, but the idea of actually aligning data and technology and goals feels really big. What kind of tips would you give a business leader that they can go and do right away?
Oh, that's such a great question. I mean, it depends very much on where your position is in the organization right away. You know, if you're in sales, you know sales. If you're in success, customer success, you know success. And if you're in marketing, you know marketing. If you are one of these three leaders, my first suggestion would be to get to know your other leaders, you know, to actually like take responsibility for breaking down some of those boundaries and have that conversation of, look, I'm thinking of putting together a business proposal to align our departments. Is that something you want to get in on? You know, that's a great first step, is to just get your stakeholders on board. Now, the next step is to potentially, you've got two choices here. You can either look to hire externally for a CRO role. That's, you know, the first role. But if that's not something that you have the funding for at the minute, you can reach out to an agency such as us who provides what we call revenue operations as a service. So we'll come in and, you know, help these leaders with strategy and understanding what they can implement straight away. And then we can even do it for them. You know, we can bridge that gap before that they are quite ready to bring in an in-house CRO and an increased revenue operations department. I mean, there's lots of partners out there that do it. We're not the only ones, but, yeah, you know, I recommend come and chat to us. And another thing they could do is, we do have the, as you mentioned, the annual revenue operations report that's available on our website. So just give that a download, like have a read, and you can always reach out to me on LinkedIn and just ask me questions. More than happy to.
Yeah, it seems like just ultimately it's, and this kind of goes back to a lot of the answers you've given, it just starts with kind of seeing where you're at. What are your resources internally? What kind of expertise do you or don't you have? Kind of auditing your technology, what current alignment, and then finding the right support that is going to help your organization. Yeah.
I mean, what I would say in terms of auditing technology is, for those of you listening that aren't tech people, like, there are people that can help you. Like,
yes.
Auditing technology is not easy. And if you don't come from a technical background, like, no one is expecting you to do it. I mean, especially, and you'll know this, Danny, like, if you don't come from a HubSpot background, like, auditing a HubSpot instance is not easy, particularly if you've got multi-hub, particularly if you've got marketing, sales, and success, and operations, and a CMS, like, that's not easy. So please do reach out to people, partners, and ask for help, because we're more than happy to help.
Yeah. Great idea. Great point. Both the technology and the data piece, you know, it's like that, if you're, that is not something you just, you know, read an ebook on and then pick up. So it's a good reminder. So just to kind of close us out, I'm curious, are there any other trends or kind of tips that you have that, that maybe we didn't touch on that you think are just really important things for people to note in kind of this overarching theme of revenue operations?
Yeah, so I can talk about maybe some trends that are definitely coming this way. And it's more around, there's a few things. There's the way in which people are implementing revenue operations, and something sneaky that's coming out very, very slowly, which is called data operations, which for all the geeky people out there like me will absolutely love. So first of all, talking about the implementation of revenue operations, we're moving very much from this waterfall approach to a more agile implementation approach. Now, if any of you are in DevOps, it's very similar in terms of the way in which we want to implement revenue operations in short sprints. So we have a team, so a data insights team, a HubSpot super admin, and a strategist who all work together to come up with small projects which they can quickly implement within organizations. And we're moving more towards this, and we're seeing a lot more organizations moving into this agile implementation of revenue operations. So that's, there's definitely going to be more trends coming on that, so watch out for that. The next thing is data operations. Now, this is often for the slightly larger companies. Some small companies are embracing it now, and this is sort of true data alignment across all of your systems. Scott Brinker, who is the VP of product from HubSpot, writes a lot about it quite a lot. And data operations is this new trend of understanding how to host and capture your data in a way that it's usable across all of your organization, not just marketing, sales, and success. So those are the two big trends that I see coming up if you guys want to stay ahead.
Yeah, I love it. Those are great things to end with and stuff people can go start Googling. So thank you so much, Natalie. I really appreciate your time. Again, always a pleasure meeting with another HubSpot partner, and just appreciating your insights and And there's lots to kind of think about and some really good actionable steps for those that are listening. So we've got your information on the video, also in the episode notes on the podcast. So you guys can stay in touch with Natalie and her agency. And yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you both so much. That was awesome. It's really interesting learning about that term. You know, we're starting to hear it more, or at least I am. Just hearing her take on how, you know, aligning those things is so beneficial to, you know, the overall revenue operations. So a few reminders, if you like what you're hearing and you want to join the community to make sure you do not miss another episode of Sell Smarter, Sell Faster, please hit the subscribe button on your preferred platform, podcast platform, or on YouTube if you want to join us on video. And also, you can connect with us at any time. I'm going to put Danny's info on the screen if you're watching on video, and it's also in the notes. Connect with her on social media if you want to talk sales enablement, inbound marketing, sales marketing, all the things. She is there to talk with you on social media, and I'm going to put mine up here too. I'd love to connect and chat with you and just be in a community where we're learning and growing constantly on these topics. So I think that's all I've got for today. Danny, anything else before we close it out?
Just be sure to join us next week. We're going to be talking about a topic that I know a lot of people get excited about, personal branding and thought leadership, specifically for executives. And that's going to be with Marty Sanchez from Influence Podium. So lots of good information there. Make sure you're subscribed and we'll see you on the next episode. Happy selling.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Sell Smarter, Sell Faster. If you like what you've heard, click that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Be sure to visit our website, sellsmartersellfaster.com, where you can find even more helpful sales enablement resources. Until the next episode, happy selling!